Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the last week in February. How did that happen? This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and today we're going to have a fun, lively show. I am answering your top spirituality questions. We have three for this month and some really good ones. So as always, thank you for sending these in. I'm going to do a quick astrology update, because there's some pretty cool things happening right now in the world of astrological energies. And then I have an exciting announcement to share with you, something that I'm really proud of, really excited to be a part of, and I hope it inspires you. I hope it opens you up to thinking about more of your active role on the planet. So I'll share more details about that shortly. But first, let's start with the astrology energies right now. We have a lot of buzzy, sizzling, energetic stuff going on, and maybe you're feeling it because it's a time of moving forward. As I've mentioned in previous shows, March is one of the biggest energies of this year. March holds a solar eclipse, the seventh and final Pluto-Uranus square, and some other powerful energies that are rare. So I did a whole show all about March astrology, but that's what we're preparing for. There's like a buildup, there's an increase, and it will connect with you depending on how you work with fire energy, and specifically Aries energy in your chart, because there is a strong focus right now on these energies, on initiation, a new part of yourself coming forward, something fresh coming into your awareness to take action on, moving ahead. You know, it's like there's been so much going on in our world for the past few years. And I know that for a lot of you, it's been really tough at times. And it's been sort of a variety of things, right? It's been a full plate of experiences, whether it's been the struggles or the tension, the challenges, endings, anything that has required you to make changes, to shift who you are, to change your energy, to do your spiritual work. All of that has been such a huge theme. And we are really lucky that we've had these 3 years to do that, to focus on that, to be in that space of knowing ourselves in a deeper way. And now we move forward. Now we go forward into new territory, into a new part of ourselves that's about who we are now, the version of you that is ready to be birthed and emerged based on everything you've experienced, felt, realized, and changed in the past 3 years, and even before that. But the past 3 years have been especially intense. And so March and April are going to help push us forward, move us into these new experiences and what we want. And really, what do you want? What do you want? This might seem like an easy answer, but the more you look at it or feel into it, you might discover some things you didn't realize that you actually want and you're ready to claim and say, yes, that is me now. So that's what we're preparing for. And right now, the last few days of February and into March are moving us in that direction. And I see it as sort of like an on-ramp onto a freeway, you know, changing interstate, changing highways. You're going in one direction, and now you're getting on that on-ramp to another direction. There's also a sense of no going back. Do you know that? Do you feel that too? And that could be, that could show up in so many ways. That could be in some decisions you made, your career. It could be in relationships, friendships, groups, the ways you did things before. You're no longer going to do them that way again. All of that and more. It's like there's things that are just complete. In terms of relationships, anyone that you've connected with over the past 3 years, you're probably just done. If you feel that, if that's where you're at, you look back and you're like, yeah, that's just done. There's nothing there. That soul contract has been completed. That work has been done. It's just over. You know, there's no more reconnecting with people. There's no more coming back around and, you know, sending new friend requests to people you've disconnected from. It's just over because that energy is over. They were only meant to be on your path for a short amount of time. And it's okay to be at peace with that because you could think, oh, I should try and make it better, or I should maybe we start again, or maybe there's a new connection, and there could be, but not likely because the energies right now are about a whole new version of you. And all of those old connections, especially the karmic ones, especially the really deep ones, the shadow stuff, the dark sisterhood is very real. All of that, done, over, because moving into new light. So know that that's part of this transition too. That being said, some interesting things right now that are happening is that we have a few planets in Aries. Again, it's that moving forward, initiation, what's fresh. And Venus in Aries is going to be making a conjunction with the South Node. And the South Node is about the past, old relationships, old things. So with Venus coming there, Venus being the sign of relationship and love and things that we value, this connection between Venus and the South Node means that old lovers could come up, old relationships. You'll see perhaps relationships in a new way, maybe have a new understanding around them. But it has this, it has a karmic connection when Venus and the North and the South Node touch. So keep an eye on that over the next week or so. Is, you know, who comes forward and or who comes back around, who's knocking at your door, and maybe you haven't seen them for a while. It's probably not going to last. It's not supported, if you will, to be an ongoing connection for most people. It's just meant to give you that final opportunity to determine your worth in the relationship. And so I feel it as it's a time to say no if you didn't say no before. It's a time to express something that you didn't get a say. It's a time to get clearer on your truth. And that energy is just strong right now. It's also strong because Mars in Aries is going to be touching that south node as well. And Mars is that warrior fighter. we're going to go in there and we're going to get things done. It's a very assertive energy. Mars in Aries is most definitely the warrior on the battlefield fighting for what it believes in. And so this also could bring up karmic energies, karmic male energies, Mars being a male sign, male energy, bringing up anything around your ego that needs to be released. Anything touching the south node is showing what needs to be completed, released, and done. So that's a few of the things, the few of the themes going on right now. And both Venus and Mars are relationship energies. And so it's relationships with women and it's relationships with men that are not really going to be ones that you want to take forward. They're complete on some level. So I think that's a good heads up about the theme and kind of the test, if you will. The test is to check in with yourself. How are you feeling confident in your self-identity? How are you feeling confident in who you are now? And even being confident as an individual, standing on your own 2 feet. These are some of the lessons of Aries, is showing us how you are your own person and you are your own strength and confidence and courage. And when you are strong within yourself at that core level, you're clearer about what is worth your time and what's worth your energy. We're going to have some more fire energy sizzling along because we also have these Aries planets are going to be trining Jupiter in Leo. And then we also have Saturn in Sagittarius, which is another fire sign. So there's just a lot right now that's about new motivation, getting us going, moving us forward. And I've talked more about this in the 2015 spiritual theme, which is the one of the themes being birthing new worlds from within. It's really giving rise to who you are now, the new ideas, the new projects, the new experiences that you're ready for. And it's time. You know, it's time for all of us to be moving forward, and this could be in so many ways. So just keep an eye open for those themes in your life and how they are showing up and how they are showing you the new parts of yourself that you're ready for. Now, I'm going to talk about some of your great questions. And there are three, as I mentioned. Thank you, everyone, for submitting these. And also, I wanted to let you know that I'm going to make a change going forward with your questions. Normally, I've been waiting until this last week of the month to answer your questions. And that can be a while for those of you who send in your questions earlier in the month. So I'm going to instead do or answer your questions as I can on these live shows, meaning every week I will answer one question so that we can have these questions being addressed as they come in instead of waiting until the end of the month. So that's what we're going to do going forward. And I hope that helps you get some answers more quickly and also allows us to have some more radio show topics discussed. Okay, this is a really good question, and I think it's excuse me, I think it's really important right now. I forgot to mark her name. I'm going to get her name really quick, the person who asked this question. She asks, how do I know if I'm going through a spiritual awakening, depression, or I'm just plain going crazy? I'm struggling near breaking point, and I don't know how much more I can take. This is a beautiful question. very raw, authentic, and honest. And I think it's so normal, first of all, it's so normal to wonder what the heck is going on when we're moving through these big energies and when we're meeting new parts of ourselves that we don't recognize. And that's actually exactly what happens during a spiritual awakening, is that you're starting to open up to more of your own energies, and it's all of your energies. It's all of you, and that's why it can feel like a depression, because you're opening up to maybe wounds that you didn't realize were there, or deeper emotions that you didn't know were under the surface. You're experiencing perhaps greater sensitivity, greater openness to more energies and to what you're capable of. And this part of the journey can be destabilizing. And of course we wonder what is going on. And I first of all just want to give you reassurance, Emma. This was a question from Emma, that part of what you're being required to do is to let it out and let it go, whatever that emotional energy is that's coming up for you. If it feels like depression, you know, depression is something that is so common. I just want to tell you that first. It's so common. I have connected with so many people who are like, I've been through depression. I've had these stages in my life. There can be a lot of shame around it. It's something that most people keep hidden in their experience. I shared with you my experience of depression in my book, The Art of Trapeze, and it was a really intense time. And I didn't know that's what it was, but the energy was so heavy. And so what you're moving through are these energies within you that are looking for acknowledgement and release. And so if it's a depression or a heavy energy, write it out, get it out, talk about it with someone you trust, share it with someone you can confide in. Know that you're not alone either, because so many people move through these energies. Now, that being said, Emma, if you're struggling near a breaking point, this can show up in a few ways, but one of your choices is to stop the struggle and to allow the breaking to occur, meaning allow whatever needs to come out to come out, because it's only going to make you stronger and more authentic. And what you're struggling with, the struggle is from your ego. The struggle is from the part of you that's maintaining a control. It's wanting to say, okay, I can handle this, or I'm going to be strong, or I'm going to be okay, I don't have to go to this breaking point. I actually think that one of the best things you can do is go into that breaking point, because that's also where you go into surrender and trust and a bigger spiritual connection. For example, the breaking point usually occurs in our mind, because that's where our ego resides, and that's where we're trying to control something. We're trying to wrap our mind around it, right? You're trying to say, okay, this is what I got to do, or this is what I got to decide, or this is what I need to, get done. It's a very active participation. And when you are moving through a spiritual awakening, you're opening up to a bigger part of yourself that's bigger than your ego, that's bigger than your mind. It's so much, it's like this vastness of life and light that you are, Emma, that you haven't met yet. And it's going to be okay. One of my spiritual teachers told me as I was going through these phases too, I know it well, sister, that you don't have to like it. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to not know. And that's where you go into your deeper truth about yourself and your deeper trust, your deeper faith that you're on this journey for a reason and that you're being guided so lovingly. And so, Emma, call in your angels, archangels, spirit guides, any energy that you connect to, God. Call in God. Talk to God. That is actually one of the best ways to move through these energies. I mean, I have had so many conversations with God about these things that it's there, it's real, and it will help reassure you that what you're moving through is really leading to a better part of yourself, a better part of your life. But sometimes you walk through a tunnel that's really dark. And so I want to validate what you're moving through, Emma, because not only is it your reality right now, but many other people, thousands and millions of other people, are moving through the same type of energy. And so what you're struggling against is your own ego's desire to maintain control. And this is exactly when you have to let go and surrender. And all of that is very feminine energy. The masculine part of you wants to maintain control. The feminine energy can trust, can release, can surrender. And so that's what I would advise you to do, is to allow yourself to surrender and to feel everything you need to feel. And to love yourself through it. To just love yourself through this phase. It's not going to stay like this forever. I guarantee it. But you are going through a really important stage right now that's going to lead to some even better experiences of your life. There's a lot of great resources. There's a lot of things you can do to support yourself on a daily basis. Everything from meditation to writing your feelings, talking about your feelings, even having those quiet conversations with God, with the universe, with your angels. You're looking for a deeper spiritual connection, Emma, and that's also where you're going to find more of yourself. You're going to be okay. You're not going crazy. And the struggle, it's also your choice to release that ego struggle. So know that you're loved and you're so supported right now. And that your asking this question was at the perfect time, in the perfect way, and that you are also ready to receive this information now. So thank you for asking this, Emma. I really hope this helps you. I'm going to take a quick drink of water, and then we're going to go to our second question. So this question comes from Barney. And he writes, I was talking about life with my father-in-law and what God's objectives were. He reckoned it was about developing spiritual character. This troubled me because if we go to heaven, why would we need character? You need character to overcome tough stuff, which begs the question, is heaven going to be even tougher? Why make life all about dealing with crap if everything is going to be great in heaven? Are we just heading for disappointment? So you have a lot of things going on in your question, Barney, and I'm just going to address it as I understand it, as the spirituality of my understanding, to offer you something to think about if you choose. Spiritual character is not just about overcoming something difficult. It's about who we are in our lives. Spiritual character involves justice and integrity, love, forgiveness, and compassion, and how we demonstrate and participate in those energies on a daily basis in our lives. And so spiritual character, it helps us in all areas of our lives, and that's what we're here to experience. It's how we can be of service to others as well as being of service to ourselves. And so it helps with the tough stuff, sure, but it also helps with joy, with happiness. Spiritual character is a part of success and being at peace with yourself in the world. And so that's where my understandings are perhaps a little different than what you've shared. And so in terms of heaven being tougher, you know, I don't see it that way either. I think that, you know, part of our experience as souls is that we have come to this planet to experience the full spectrum of energies, everything from extreme fear and awful, terrible human energies such as terrorism, all the way, that spectrum goes all the way to unconditional love. And in our physical bodies, we have the ability to be in this game of dual energies and to make choices based on our free will, what we want to participate in, what we want to contribute to, how we want to show up in the world. And so in terms of heaven, you know, the heaven of my definition or my understanding is that it's a place of light and love that does not have these dualities of the planet. It doesn't have the fear and the worry and the everything that we experience here on the planet. It's just a very pristine, clear, strong, simple energy of light and love and acceptance. And so, you know, what we create here on the planet is how we are using our power. And so if you feel that you're headed for disappointment or that you've been dealing with crap all your life, you can change that around, Barney. That's your decision. That's your free will to change that around for yourself and to create a new experience with other energies, with other levels of happiness or joy or peace, forgiveness, compassion. So in terms of spiritual character, that's something that we show up with every day, no matter what is going on in our lives. You know, there is the fact that, you know, if you have something difficult happen, someone says, oh, you're building more character, you know, you're getting tougher, you're getting stronger. And that can be true. But it's also the fact that if you're experiencing greater peace within yourself, you're developing more character. So as with everything, it's a choice. And I am just sharing with you, of course, what my spiritual understandings are, and I offer them. I'm hoping that it helps you and that, you know, in terms of what God's objectives are, again, I believe that is based on your spiritual understandings and your spiritual perspectives. And I believe in a very all-loving God, a very inclusive, supportive God who honors human free will and who honors us as beings of light and who knows that we have unlimited potential in our human selves. So I guess it would be based on what your definition of God is and what works for you. And if you're interested in exploring more, there are always more understandings to dive into. And I thank you for your question, Barney. Thank you. And I hope this has been helpful. Okay, our next question is a great one. How will I recognize my soul group? How will I recognize my soul group? And I think this is actually a big conversation potentially. Because first of all, you can have many soul groups. Your soul group can be a family. It can be people you work with. Soul groups are souls that come together for different purposes, for healing, for balancing karma, for love and support, to help you grow, to help you love yourself more, to help you know yourself better. Soul groups can have many different purposes and missions together. And so when people ask, well, how will I know my soul group? Usually you're thinking of that as like your tribe, you know, your peeps, the ones that you want to hang out with. And this can be, and it is, it's often unique for each person. So, for example, you could find your soul, one of your soul groups online. You could find one of your soul groups through a common interest. You know, people, say you're in an art class or you're doing something that really makes your spirit feel alive, you're creative, you're expressive, you're just in that great zone. You could be sharing that with a soul group. You could be experiencing a soul group with lots of karma in professional settings. In fact, that's where I've seen it show up the most, the soul groups that have the most karma to balance, to neutralize, can be in work environments because work environments are where power dynamics show up, and that's often the karma that has to be balanced. So that's another area. But in terms of looking for your peeps that you want to experience more of, say, more spiritual wisdom, spiritual connections, people who are on the same page as you, follow your passion. Follow what you are drawn to. For example, if you love crystals, go in that direction. You know, find others who love crystals. Go to a local shop where there's crystals. Go to a class. Go, you know, check out books. Follow what you're drawn to, because that's where you're going to connect with others of like mind, like spirit, like happiness. That's where you're going to find them. You also could find your soul groups. I'm seeing that a lot of soul groups are connecting online. They're finding each other through different classes, groups, membership experiences. Again, follow what you're drawn to. And I also would recommend just kind of going a little bit slow, because you want to make sure that you're connecting with people in the highest and best possible ways, and that doesn't always present itself right away. So even when you enter a new group or you start a new class or you're you know, just getting going on something, trust your instincts around it, because you also might find that it's a karmic soul group. Oh, okay. So that brings up some different things to work through. But ultimately, the way to find your peeps is by trusting what you're energetically drawn to, where your energy rises in certain topics or certain areas of life, and to trust that. To really trust that. It's an exciting time to be aware of soul groups, because you just have that familiarity, like, I know you, and I don't have one reason that explains why or how I know you, but I just do. It's like that really great feeling. I can't even put it into words. It's just an awesome feeling. It's people that you've been around the block with before. So it's a wonderful time right now, and it's actually one of the gifts of the internet and of technology, is that we have the capabilities to connect with each other in these ways and to reconnect after perhaps lifetimes of separation. So it's a great time to look for these friends, old friends, new friends, and to really put energy into those connections. So I hope that inspires you to follow what you're drawn to follow where your heart goes, because that's going to lead you to some really great places. Because it's time. You know, it's time for us to really fortify these connections even more. Okay. So these are great. Sorry, you had a little bit of dead air there. I took a sip of water and then I was still muted as I kept talking. So anyways, technology corrected. I want to share with you something that I hope again inspires you to think about your contribution to the planet and what you can offer and bring to other people in their lives. And I'm so excited to share with you that I am an ambassador for a nonprofit international organization called Women for Women International. And this is a wonderful organization that helps women in marginalized countries get their lives back together by giving them education, business skills, health and wellness training, and information about their human rights. Women for Women started back during the genocide in Bosnia, Serbia, when this was in the early 90s, when it's just such a terrible occurrence of humanity's history, but it's essentially when all of the men were executed, and the women and children had to then start their lives new without their husbands, without their fathers, without their partners. And so Women for Women developed a program that gave women practical business skills that meets them where they are, literally and figuratively, that literally comes to them and offers them this schooling and this education and provides them with skills that they can use to be of service, to make money, and to take care of themselves in a self-sustaining way. And since that time, in 1993, the organization has expanded to eight total countries. And if every country is where women have been marginalized, they've lost everything. In some cases, due to war, due to genocides, due to crime, due to, all the things that can happen on this planet. And this organization helps them transform their lives. It gives them skills to make money. It teaches them how to save, how to take out loans, microloans, how to then support other women in their community, to train other women in the same skills. And those skills could be crafts and sewing, making clothing, making beaded necklaces, beaded baskets, farming and agriculture. There's so many ways that women can get skills that create their own income. And so what this organization does is it enrolls women in a year-long program where they learn all of this and it changes their lives. And it gets them on a track of empowerment, of being able to take care of their families, and of being able to get back to their communities. And one of the things that's amazing is how these women then can become leaders in their communities because they now have skills to train other people, and they now have a way to develop and build a community. There's tons of great stories, and I have on my website, consciouscoolchic.com, it's under Conscious Advocacy. Conscious Advocacy is where I share more stories and more about the program and what they do. And one thing that's amazing is these stories about how, they didn't have education around water, around what was healthy water, and how that was hurting children and hurting the community. And so this one woman, she changed all that for her community because of her enrollment in Women for Women International. And so, as an ambassador, I am so proud and excited to be involved in this amazing organization because it's volunteering and charity work has always been a part of my life. It hasn't been a public part of my life. I haven't shared that with you. I haven't had that on my website before, but it's always been something I've participated in. I've volunteered for a local nonprofit here, donated my marketing services, my marketing time, my fundraising. Got some good money coming in. This organization is dedicated to poverty, And you know, I've always been involved in different types of volunteering capacities because we always have more to give. And so Women for Women International was really a great find because they change women's lives in practical, real ways. And they do that by sponsoring a sister. You can sponsor a sister for $30 a month. That's it. And that gets her into this program. This gets her into this year-long program. And so I have a sister in Rwanda, and she and I exchange communications through email. And it takes a while. I mean, when I send a message, she doesn't get it for a few months because it has to get to the other, their field office and be printed out. So it's not a quick process. But we've shared pictures and support. And let me tell you, this is absolutely a two-way street because she gives me amazing courage. She gives me amazing inspiration and perspective. And gosh, you know, this just the things in life that we can let become bigger than they are. It's a very grounding connection. And I've connected with other ambassadors in the program who also have said it's just life-changing. It just makes you so happy, and you want to be connected and generous and continue developing these relationships with women around the world who are transforming their lives and doing so from severe, dire circumstances into amazing, incredible opportunities that improve their lives, that improves their families and their community. So the ripple effect cannot be measured. And I just want to share this organization with you because I'm going to be sharing more stories through email, online, and through these shows, just little updates here and there, because I really believe that this is the way that we embrace and support global sisterhood, and that we really help the planet and humanity move forward. So Women for Women International, you can sign up just for their email newsletter if you want to learn more. You can make a donation. You can sponsor a sister for $30 a month. And there's more of all of this on my website under Conscious Advocacy. And I will be sharing more stories with you. And there is International Women's Day is coming up in March. I'll be sharing more about that too. And I guess I'm just essentially introducing you to more of the work that is important to my heart that I'm going to be sharing with you that I think is a vital component of world consciousness. So you'll hear these little tidbits. You'll hear me obviously share more. But I also hope that it opens you up to more of what you can do, whether it's in your local community or whether it's at a global level. You know, we're each called to different causes and organizations and ways to participate and contribute. And this is just one organization among, you know, so many thousands of wonderful ones in the world. So this is a time, too, to think bigger about yourself. Think bigger about your mission and what you can really do in the world. It doesn't have to be just a faraway idea. There are organizations such as Women for Women International that are practical, realistic, grounded, and the results are incredible. In 20 years, they've helped over 420,000 women. Nearly 500,000 women worldwide and counting. And there are women who are so eager to take this program and to sign up. So know that there are wonderful ways to participate at a global level or a local level, and that I believe it's part of how we're creating these new worlds for ourselves and you know, these new experiences and versions of who we are in a bigger sense. So I just want to call your attention to this organization and to remember how powerful we are, how powerful you are, how powerful you are, and that you can change someone's life in very real ways. So, good stuff, wonderful stuff. Next week on the program, we're going to be talking again with spiritual life coach Jim Phillips, and he's going to be sharing more about From Inspirations to Intentions. I love Jim's stuff. I'm excited to have him back on the program. I hope you can join me for that. And we have more guests and great topics coming up in March. So please also check out the current offerings of episodes. We have, gosh, over 200 episodes that you can download for free on iTunes, or you can listen on Blog Talk Radio. These episodes are also all available on Stitcher, which is an app that you can also find on your Android device. So as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence. Wishing you the very best as we move through the final days of February. Take good care, and I will see you back here next week. Namaste, my friends. Thank you.